Tim Whetstone's here too, Honourable Tim Whetstone, member for Chaffey. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, boys. Great to be here.
I hope you gave your boss a phone call yesterday or sent him a birthday card.
Oh.
You completely forgot, didn't you?
I did. I was too busy. That's my excuse anyway.
He was 53 yesterday. He's just a young rooster.
Well, 53 years young.
Yeah, absolutely. You're looking well, looking fit.
Thank you. Yep.
Now,
going along all right.
We're going to jump straight into fruit fly because you're our go-to man if we need to know anything about it. It's something you're very passionate about, as we all should be in the Riverland. An ongoing issue there.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it is a real concern that we've now seen three outbreaks in the Riverland, out Renmark and Renmark West. And that's going to impact on not only the growers, but it's going to impact on the processing. So anyone that's putting fruit into some of the juices over there, it's fine to put the fruit in there, but they can't do anything with their waste.
Okay. Oh, okay.
They can't put the waste out in the paddock next door, or they can't export the waste into paddocks elsewhere. So that's a headache. As well as we've got the pressures from Adelaide with Mediterranean fruit fly continuing. I think it's 275 suburbs in Adelaide have got a fruit fly outbreak.
Wow. That's way too many, isn't it?
Well, it's putting more and more pressure on our boundaries into the Riverland, and to see the Queensland fruit fly outbreak in Renmark is just heartbreaking, because that quarantine period will extend into April now, and that's the beginning of the citrus season. Mm. So we see any more or get any more detections, it's going to impact on how we put or how we treat fruit and how we put it into market. So the one thing that I would say, guys, is that these detections have been in backyards, not in commercial properties. And so I'd urge everyone with backyard fruit trees and veggie patches, please keep them clean, pick up fallen fruit. If you've got ripe fruit on trees, pick it, knead it, or make jam, make pies, do anything with it, but don't take it out of the hotspot area. And please keep the hygiene up in your backyards.
And actually, I'm sorry, have a good think about whether you really need that fruit tree.
Yeah, that too. And if you are going to continue with your fruit trees in your backyard, look after them. Don't just let them go. And, you know, there is consideration for those people that don't want their fruit trees or think that they're too much of a risk, that the government will provide some form of assistance to actually remove those trees and plant an ornamental, something that's got, flowers that attract bees, or something that, looks pretty nice, in comparison to a fruit tree that you're not using, not maintaining. We've got to make sure that we do everything we can. Otherwise, we're going to get run over.
Yeah, absolutely. And just on that, you mentioned making jams and apricot slice and maybe apricot tarts and things like that. You are allowed to transport those out of the region. The apricot tart, that is.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. So if you've got the tree.
Yeah, if you want to feel a little bit creative, if you want to dry your fruit, or you can't give it away, don't give it to the school's back next week. Do not put fruit in the lunchbox. That's really important.
That's a big one.
I think, we've all got to play our part here, and I plead with your listeners to, play a part, be good ambassadors for the region, and keep our area fruit fly free.
There's just no reason to bring fruit in, is there?
No, there's not. Whether we're seeing Riverlanders bringing fruit in, or whether it's Riverlanders taking fruit out of those suspension areas to family and friends, just don't do it. It's not worth the risk. But it's also, as a Riverlander, we've got to be proud that we've got a fruit fly free status, and we've got to be on alert the whole time so that we don't put our $1.8 billion industry at risk. But it's also our reputation, and it's important that we maintain that at the minute.
Something I have heard, especially around the Monash area, is the people that are working on the fruit fly outbreak. It's like, oh, they're still hanging around. What are they doing? What are they doing? Monitoring, I'm going to guess.
Well, you've got those people in orange overalls. Most of them are knocking on doors.
Mm-hmm.
Can we have a look in your backyard?
Being proactive.
We're being proactive. They're educating. They're dropping off flyers. Mm. They're offering assistance. Have you got fruit trees in the backyard? Do you mind if we have a look? And they can give advice. You've got fruit on the ground, please pick it up, put it into a plastic bag, tie a knot in the top of the plastic bag. If you feel that you don't want to put it into your compost bin, which you shouldn't, contact PIRZA hotline.
Yep. Right, they can give you some advice there. Another one of the myths I've heard is that if you purchase fruit in a supermarket in Adelaide, you can bring it into the Riverland as long as you've got a receipt. Not true.
That has changed.
Okay.
That has changed for the simple reason that we now have those large number of Mediterranean fruit fly outbreaks. It's not worth bringing fruit back to the Riverland.
It just doesn't make any sense.
We've got so many opportunities in the Riverland here, so many stalls, you know, fresh fruit that come out of our commercial orchards that are second to none. Just shop local.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to move on to the Wakery Hospital and a bit of a problem there with a midwifery shortage. What are the plans? What have you got in the pipeline?
Oh, well, look, there are a couple of things. There's always been the pressure on staffing numbers, particularly in our health services. Next week, we'll have the health minister up in the region, and as we will have the education minister, we've got to look at ways of training and skilling local people from the regions that are more likely to stay in the regions and continue to provide services. Midwifery, nursing, any of those frontline associated services within health are critically short, and so we've got to make sure that we give our young the opportunity. We've got to make sure we give locals the opportunity to be upskilled. If they've got to do some level of accreditation, then do it. But, you know, not only are you giving yourself a good education, a good job, but you're providing an outstanding service to a region that you live in.
Mm. Frontline healthcare, it's, well, they've said for the last couple of years that health's one of the most secure industries you can get into because we're all going to need it.
That's right. And, you know, everything, while you're fit and healthy, everything's fine. But when you get sick, first thing you look for, good doctor, that's good, right. Health system.
Yep. Now, you mentioned a couple of ministers coming to town next week. Is this for the Liberal Party seminar? Is that being held in the Riverland? Is it? You're hosting, are you?
I am indeed. Wow. And, yeah, it's quite an exercise. To get them all lined up and get them where you need them to. But, yep, they'll be up Wednesday and Thursday. We'll have the whole party here, Cabinet and the joint party. We'll be out and about. Well, I'll make sure everyone's out and about visiting businesses, visiting hospitals and schools. And so we can showcase the Riverland. And it's also about giving them an understanding of where government resources need to be put, you know, here in the Riverland. But also just to give them a bit of a Riverland experience. Just, you know, it's a great place to live, but occasionally we need just a little bit more support from government. So I'll be making sure that I point out everything that we need.
Mm. Now, so will Stephen Marshall be coming to town?
Indeed. Yeah, the Premier will be here. His cabinet.
Here we go, Lockie. Here we go. We're on, Anthony.
Yeah.
How many points was it?
It was a five-pointer.
Five-pointer.
But if it makes the front page, it doubles.
Oh, you are just going to streak ahead here, I think, next week. This is why he's done it.
Yeah.
With the Premier front page and a dog in the background.
You can have as many dogs as you want.
Because at the moment, with Polly's picks in the party, you're sitting at 9, so well ahead of Tony Passon, who's sitting on 5, and gee whiz. So it's not going to be next week, because if the seminar starts Wednesday, it's going to be the following week.
Yeah.
So T-Pass's people have really got to get to work this week to get a good lead.
I don't think T-Pass will be going back to Canberra for a little bit of time. So that Prime Minister photo, which is the only thing that can trump the Premier photo, might be a while off.
Yeah, a bit of favouritism. How does that get 20 points?
Well, it's only 10. But if it's a front, it doubles.
So Premier and Prime Minister are the same points?
I believe we had Premier at 5.
Right.
But yeah, it was half the Prime Minister.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So that'll be interesting. So you're going to be very busy next week.
I'm always busy, but I want to be a little bit busier.
Now, Australia Day, what are your plans?
Look, I'll be up in the region. Australia Day, obviously, there's functions at all the towns. The Australia Day walks, the citizenship ceremonies. People will be out and about and being proud Australians. Sing the song. You know, Australia Day is worth celebrating.
And remember the change of lyrics we spoke about this early in the week?
Yeah.
Just that one line.
I think it's just one word. That's all that's really changed. So make sure you get the right version. So thanks for your time this morning. Good to see you. We'll chat again in a couple of weeks. And looking forward to seeing what you can poll with Polly's Picks in the Pioneer after the Liberal Party seminar next week in the Riverland.
We might even have the Premier in the studio next week.
Oh, here we go.
That would be fantastic. Just keep him away from Winnell because he is still touchy on that whole clip thing.